The 2018 Laguna Phuket Triathlon is back again this weekend and will feature the inaugural 25 for 25 sprint distance triathlon to mark the 25th anniversary of the event. The Race of Legends, the big one, which comprises a 1.8-kilometre swim, 50-kilometre bike ride and 12-kilometre run, will take place in and around the Laguna Phuket complex. Thousands of athletes and spectators around the world are expected to attend. Today there's the Charity Kids Fun Run that starts around 4 o'clock. Be aware there'll be a lot of traffic around the area, and we'll keep you up to date at thetiger.com with all the road closure information. Cigarettes are to be sold only in plain packaging in Thailand to discourage smoking under new regulations approved by the National Tobacco Products Control Committee. The Public Health Minister says the plain packaging will replace all current packaging. The minister says current guidelines have been used for more than 5 years and have become familiar with smokers to the extent that it's no longer effective in discouraging people from smoking or making people recognise the health threats from cigarette smoking. He says the plain packaging will be standard and applied to all brands of cigarettes, and colourful or appealing packaging will not be allowed. He says cigarette manufacturers have 1 year to prepare for the new packaging. And 15 students and 3 adults were injured after a cold storage truck collided with a Songtiao bus at a Patalong road yesterday morning, just south of Krabi province. The injured were taken to the Patalong hospital following the 7 a.m. incident at a curve on the Asia Highway. There was high drama at the hospital, with the students crying and hospital staff rushing to treat them. According to witnesses, the bus was already full with students heading to school when it stopped at the curve to pick up another passenger. Police say the six-wheeled truck rear-ended it as the driver pulled onto the road, causing both vehicles to career into the roadside. If you have a boat and playing around off the coast of Phuket, two places to avoid. The Phuket Marine Office has banned marine vessels from going near the area where the Soraya was destroyed on Wednesday evening. The announcement states the Soraya caught fire on Wednesday night 400 metres off Patong Beach. Some parts of the yacht are still being recovered and some are underwater. The Australian owner of the catamaran called for help before escaping from the fire as it engulfed the vessel. Meanwhile, boat traffic is still banned around the Phoenix salvage operation. It's still underway off Koh Hei, southwest of Phuket. The Marine Office announcement says that boats are banned for a 1 nautical mile exclusion zone around the salvage operations day and night. Those salvage operations are expected to continue over the weekend. The head of Bangladesh's Refugee Commission said plans to begin the repatriation of 700,000 Rohingya Muslims to Myanmar on Thursday were scrapped after officials were unable to find anyone who wanted to return. The refugee commissioner said the refugees are not willing to go back now. He said officials can't force them to go, but will continue to try to motivate them so it happens. Some people on the government's repatriation list disappeared into the sprawling refugee camps to avoid being sent home, while others joined a large demonstration against the plan. More than 700,000 Rohingya Muslims fled to Bangladesh from western Myanmar's Rakhine State to escape killings and destruction of their villages by the Myanmar military and Buddhist vigilantes, which have drawn widespread condemnation. And the Deputy Director of the Phuket Tourism Authority, Montri Manator, says the number of Chinese tourists visiting Phuket in tour groups has been continuing to decrease after the Phoenix sinking on July 5 this year. But he said, on the other hand, Chinese tourists who are visiting Phuket by themselves, called FIT groups, that's free and independent travellers, has not decreased. In fact, they're continuing to visit Phuket in high numbers. He said these are the Chinese tourists who book their own holidays, decide which hotel to stay in, where to eat and where to visit. They're the second generation of Chinese tourists and are high spenders. He said there have been just over 10 million tourists visiting Phuket already this year. Keep up to date with all the news from Phuket and Thailand at thetiger.com.